So this is a, well, it'll probably be a two-part, because of a lot to go through here, at least two-part special series on Hachana of Mikvah Be'erev Shabbos, but not just Mikvah Be'erev Shabbos, but the whole avoda of going to Mikvah in general, both B'Halacha and B'Machshava B'Pnimis HaTorah. So we'll split into two parts. The first thing we'll deal with is just the inyan of Rechitza and Tevila on Erev Shabbos in general, like the mitzvah to prepare oneself for Shabbos via preparing oneself via going to the mikvah or washing one's body. Then we'll talk about just in general the avodah of going to the mikvah in Halacha, and specifically Tevilas Ezra and the history of Tevilas Ezra and the nullification of Tevilas Ezra, the takana of Tevilas Ezra. Very important. And then again, it won't be exhaustive, but we'll do some of that, and then we'll talk about some of the proper machshavos that a person should have when they go to the mikvah. What is the segula of a body of water? So before we do the halach, I just want to share with you a poem from a remarkable woman named Ruth Lewis. Ruth Lewis is a chassida, Breslover, who is a Balat Tshuva, a self-proclaimed Balat Tshuva. And when she wrote this book of poems called Memo to Self, it's a whole book of poems, she was living in Mea Sharm, but she's trained as a writer. So she has these amazing, remarkable poems. So there's one poem that really, it's part of the section of the Sefer Memo to Self, has different parts of it. So one part of it is about family. So she talks about what it means to be a mother and restores some of the grandeur and beauty of being a mother. So she has this poem which is really talking about what it's like to be a parent and to, after your kid, that amazing, one day to know it and to feel it, that amazing experience of taking your child out of the bath and like wrapping them in a towel, and it's like the cutest that your kid ever is. But when I read it, I felt very strongly connected to it, and felt that it was secretly actually talking about the experience that we feel when we come out of a mikvah. So here's the poem called After the Bath. So you don't have it. There's something about children after baths. The way the drops cling to their skin, their eyelashes. The way the fluffy towel envelops them and their hair drips in wet strands. And they're full of beans, jumping up and down on the bed, showing you how their hands are wrinkled like Bubby's and Zadie's. There's something about children after baths, something fresh, newborn, as if the wondrous gift of them is being given yet again. Chazak, no? She's very good. Yeah. So let's try to understand this whole avoda of the bath before Shabbos, the bath of mikvah. So the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Hayamad Beis, source number one, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kachay Minhago Shor Yehuda Bar Yilai. So was the Minhag of Yehuda Bar Yilai. Erev Shabbos Mevi'in Lo Ariva Malei Chamin. On Erev Shabbos they would bring him a bath full of hot water. Verochatz Panav Yadav Viraglav. He would wash his face, his hands, and his feet. Then he would wrap himself in fancy silk clothing that were four-cornered garments that had tzitzis on them, had fringes on them. The doma lemalach Hashem tzvakos. Mamish looked like a malach elokim waiting for Shabbos. So this Gemara is codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in the 30th Perek, Halacha Beis. Eze Kavod, what is called honoring Shabbos? Zesha Amr Chachamim, Shemitzvah La'adam Lirchutz Panov Yodav Eraglav, B'chamin. Person on Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah on the person, to wash his face, his hands, and his feet in hot water bear of Shabbos. If they cover the Shabbos, Misati Patzitzis V'yoshiv V'kovid Rosh, he should sit in a serious way and contemplate the fact that he's about to be Makavel Shabbos. Mechola Kabbalas Pnei HaShabbos Kimo Shehu Yotzei Likros HaMelech, he should prepare himself to go greet the face of Shabbos like one who's going to greet a king. V'chachamim HaRishonim Hayu Makabtzin Talmidei Be'er Shabbos, and the early Chachamim would gather their Talmidim together to be Makabel Shabbos B'yachad Mis'atfim, and they would be ma'atif themselves, they would cover themselves with some, either with a talis or maybe even with any garment of atifa, like just a cloak, some sort of turban that had blinders on the side. The omnim, and they would say, Bo v'neitzei likros Shabbos HaMelech, let's go to greet the Shabbos king. So it's an interesting thing which you find in general when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, that Shabbos is considered to be like a personality. You find many, many instances in Halacha, but even in the Gemara, where you find Shabbos being treated, in the Midrashim, you find Shabbos being treated as a person. Shabbos has feelings. Shabbos needs to be prepared for in physical ways that we normally would prepare ourselves for greeting a guest. Shabbos takes on a certain human quality almost. The person has to wash himself, hands, feet, face. You look in the Torah adds, Mitzvah kol adam shiyurchatz be'er Shabbos is in source number 3 of the Torah Nor Chaim, Simon Reish Samach. The mitzvah for a person to wash himself on Erev Shabbos is called Shabbos, but im yef shar lirchutz kol gufo, if he can't wash his whole body, at least he should wash his feet and his hands and his face in hot water. The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, kacha yimin hagosh Rav Yehuda bar Ilai, Erev Shabbos may be in lo ariva mali mayim, Chamin, they would bring him hot water. Veruchitz panav yadav raglav masatim sadinim masam mitzuyatsim. He would cover himself with tzitzis. V'dom lemach Hashem tzvakos.
That's just a minhag. That was his minhag. Why would that be a mitzvah?
So the Sfas Emes writes. Let's see a few things here. The Sfas Emes writes that really maybe me'ikra din. The only hakpada is that a person should wash his hands and his feet, like the Kohanim going to prepare in the Beis HaMikdash. V'efshar the mitzvah eina elu b'rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim kid matzino b'kohen kiddush yadav v'ragla. Maybe, just like the Kohanim, this is the Sfas Emes in his chidushim in Sech Shabbos. Chaf Beis, Amad Beis, Diver Maschol, Rechitza. So the Sfas Emes here quotes this maisa of Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai and says, or implies at least, maybe the question that Binyamin is asking, how do we know that this is something that we have to do also? Maybe this is just the minhag of Yehuda Bar Ilai. So the Sfas Emes says, Inachanami, it could be that the Iker mitzvah is Rechitzas Yadav V'Raglav, like a person is preparing to be a Kohen, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai went above the letter of the law. He did B'midas Chasidus, he was Rochitz Afilu Panav, he even washed his face. However, when you look in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, it brings down also that a person should wash his face. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, if you look in the Torah carefully, it doesn't even just say his face in addition to his hands and his feet, but it says that a person should even wash his whole body. Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Samach, Rish Samach, writes, Mitzvah lirchutz kol gufo v'mi'yef shar lo rachutz panav yadav raglav. The Shulchan Aruch only writes that it's a mitzvah to wash your face, hands, and feet, but the Ramah brings down from the Torah that it's a mitzvah to wash your whole body.
How does he get the whole body?
From the Torah.
How does he get it?
So the Eli Rabba commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, the Eli Rabba, which is usually printed in the Sefer Levush,
who was he?
Writes that how can it be that the Rama and the Torah write that a person is supposed to wash his whole body if Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai didn't wash his whole body? And how could it be that the holy tzaddik Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai on Erev Shabbos wouldn't do the Ikar Adin, that he was accustomed to not doing the Ikar Adin? So the Eli Rabban, source number 6, writes, Mashma the Kol Gufo Mitzvah Biyoser V'chein Mashma B'tur. It sounds like the best thing to do is to wash one's whole body, to go dunk oneself completely underwater, or take a complete shower and wash one's whole body. V'tzarech Iyin, and it doesn't make sense because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that we just read, that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai on Erev Shabbos would just wash his face, hands, and feet. Ve'eich lo hayin mekayim Rabbi Yehuda mitzvahs kol gufo. Why would he not, or how could it be that the holy tzaddik Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai wouldn't do the mitzvah of washing his whole body? Shuv matzasi bar Ravon. I found in the Ravon that he writes, Shekasev Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai kishelo hayin merchatz mairi v'hu dachuk. We're talking about when Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai was stuck and he had no other option, when he couldn't afford to have an entire body of water, or there was no merchatz around. So then he was accustomed to doing this. Meaning this wasn't his custom weekly, this was his custom only when?
Shasadchak.
It was Shasadchak, when he didn't have access to a merchatz. Tuchin b'mordechai v'aguda perk b'memadlikin v'lo kasvu d'mitzvah el panov yada v'raglav hach mitzvah v'tzalumar mitzvah l'shmol l'divrei chachamim. This is not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah l'shmol l'divrei chachamim, to act like a Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai, to go beyond oneself, even in a case of dechak, and to wash one's hands, face, and feet above and beyond what could be expected. I thought myself, perhaps to bring a raya to maybe to augment a little bit, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai didn't, maybe an alternate answer, maybe this is an addition to what the Eli Rabba says, but we know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, so the Gemara says, Sheker Hachain Vehevel Ayofi. How do you understand Sheker Hachain Vehevel Ayofi? Sheker Hachain Zayadar Shal Moshe Yoshua. Falsehood is beauty. Beauty is false. Sheker Achein, this is the generation of Moshe and Yoshua. The Hevel HaYofi, this is the door of Chizkiah. Yiras Hashem Hitisalo, this is the door of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai. How so? Because the generation of Moshe and Yoshua and Chizkiah, they had things very good, physically speaking. Moshe and Yeshua, they had Anan HaKavod, Hashem fought the wars for them, the walls of Yericho just fell down. It was a time of great physical prosperity. Therefore, it doesn't mean that they were Sheker, it means that the fact that we served Hashem very great in the days of Moshe and Yeshua and Chizkiah, so that's Lav Dafka Raya of our holiness, of the innate, of the intrinsic holiness of the Jewish people. But when you look at the generation of Yehuda Bar Yilai, who had it so rough, they were so poor, and they served Hashem, that's a raya the Jewish people are remarkable. Sheker Achim Behevel Yofi, maybe you can't bring a raya how remarkable the Jewish people are from the generations of Moshe, Yoshua, and Chizkiah, who had it easy. But when you look at the generation of Yehuda Bar Yilai, wow, Gevalt, look what a Yid is. Amar Alav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai, they say about the generation of Yehuda Bar Yilai, Shai Yeshisha Talmidim Iskasim Batas Achas, Oskim Torah. To keep themselves warm in the wintertime, they would have to cover themselves, 6 Talmidim to one talis. Here in Parksville, Chili gets his own talis, and Binyamin gets his own talis. Everybody gets their own talis to cover themselves when the air conditioning is blowing too strong in the basement. But by Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai, the whole kolel had to use one talis. No. So what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai and his generation were very poor. So maybe we can explain. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yilai wasn't so pasha every single Shabbos to have a whole bath full of water. Again, you have to remember, like the Nanashra taught us, you change your socks every 2 weeks. Right? For those listening at home, for the Chazar, the Nanashra Rebbe in Riverdale, one Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach, was talking about the remarkable Nesa for 40 years we were walking in the desert. And we didn't have to change our clothes. Anani HaKavod would, it doesn't get old. This joke does not get old. It wasn't a joke. That for 40 years, we were walking and our clothing grew with us, and Anani HaKavod would scrub our clothing to make it clean. And the non-asher turned to us and he said, and by us, after 2 weeks already, we have to change our socks. And we're all like,
what? 2 weeks?
Who wears socks for 2 weeks? But after, in the days of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochai, they would take a bath once a week. That was a huge delicacy. They couldn't afford to take a whole bath. Dafka washing his hands, face, and feet was a huge and serious nefesh for him. So that's why, yeah, Rechitzas Kol Gufo in Efshar, but it's not Efshar. So get a hot bath? That's not kosher. We're not talking, this is not a, you know, this is not the year 2014. This is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochai when they had to share six people to one talis. Could barely dress themselves. So the Aruch HaShulchan, rounding up the discussion over here, points out that L'chin Nagu Rov Yisrael Lelich L'merchatz Erev Shabbos, the custom of the Jewish people is to go to the bathhouse on Erev Shabbos or to bathe in your own house if you have plumbing. Ibnei Kavod HaShabbos V'ish Nogim Litpul Gam B'mikvah Ibnei Kedushas Shabbos. People go to the mikvah also. V'ashri Chelkam, praiseworthy is their lot. Rav Shulchan says that part of the mitzvah of going to the merchatz to wash oneself for Shabbos is part of the reason why we go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. So even those who are not inclined, first of all, as we'll see, going to the mikvah is not a chassidish minhag.
No.
It has become associated with chassidus. But the Vilna Gaon needs to go to the mikveh every single day. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach needs to go to the mikveh every single day. Chafetz Chaim needs to go to the mikveh every single day. None of these people were Hasidic-minded Jews.
The Rav?
Soloveitchik, I don't think he's going to the mikveh every day. But this is not a Hasidic minhag. So we see that there's an Indian to go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. Another place where we find the Inyan to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos explicit in the halacha is in the laws that we just experienced, the laws of Shabbos Chazon. Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Simin Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Tazayin Yesh Nogim Shalo Lerchot Mirosh Chodesh Yesh She'ein Monon Ela B'Shabbos Zu. Some people don't wash from Rosh Chodesh already, from the 9 days. Others just stop themselves on Erev Shabbos, from meaning Shavuot Shechal, and some even from in the 3 weeks. Those who wear socks for 2 weeks don't shower for 3 weeks. From Yitzchayin to Talmud, the Nogin Shelo Lirachutz Afilu Bitzonin, and you can't even wash in cold water. Mirosh Chodesh Veilech. There are those who do such a thing. Afilu Be'er Shabbos Shal Chazon Aser Lirachutz.
Bitzonin.
Ki Im Rosho Panav Yadav Raglav Bitzonin. Only to wash one's head, feet, face, and hands in cold water. Like the Maharil writes. V'yesh mekilim b'chafifas arosh, b'chamin, l'mish shiragul b'kach kol Shabbos. Somebody who takes a hot shower every Erev Shabbos, some say we allow such a thing even on Shabbos Chazon. Says the Mishabura, Hainu afilu hayaragul l'rchutz b'chol Erev Shabbos b'chamin, kol gufo, asr b'Erev Shabbos shal Chazon l'rchutz, kol gufo afilu b'tzonin, u'le'inyan tvila. Hanoig litvo b'chol Erev Shabbos mutter. Someone who's makbid to go every Erev Shabbos, who's moser nefesh to go every Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to go even on Shabbos Chazon. Mepnei tirdas asakav or mepnei tzina asur. But if a person sometimes doesn't go because he's busy with work or something else, or because it's cold, so then it's asur for him to go. But a person who goes religiously every single week, even the first week of camp when the Bava Mikvah is not clean yet, so then they can go even on Shabbos Chazon. So you see here, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this Inyan that people go every Erev Shabbos to the Mikvah. It's a Choshev Inyan to go to the Mikvah. Now what about Tfilas Ezra in general? So let's talk about that a little bit. The general obligation of Tfilas Ezra. So we know that in order to daven, several Mishnahs in the third parak of Maseches Brachos talk about a Balkari. Balkari maharher b'liyabo ve'enu mavarech lo lefana ve'lo achra. A Balkari who is in the middle of davening hayaomi batfila v'nizkar shu Balkari. A person remembers the Balkari in the middle of davening. How does a person deal with that? So we see that these Mishnayos are dealing with the fact that it seems to be prohibited to daven, to learn Torah, say Kriyat Shema, make Birchas Kriyat Shema, etc., when he's in a state of carry. Where does this come from? How do we know that a person who's in a state of carry should not learn Torah, or why would we think such a thing? So in source number 11, the Gemara in Brachos and Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, Tanya v'hodatim levanecha levnei vanecha, it says, you shall teach Torah to your sons and to your sons' sons, meaning to your children, your grandchildren, meaning your Talmidim. Because of Basra, Yom Asher Amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokech v'choreth. And the Pasuk says, as the day that you stood in front of God at Har Sinai, Har Choreth. And just like we had to separate from our wives 3 days in advance so that both the men and the women, because we know that for 3 days after a husband and wife are together, so then the wife has a status of, she could easily have the status of polet zera. For 3 days, the Zera is considered Zera. And therefore, if the Zera comes out of the womb, she's considered a state of being a Ki'ilu Balas Keri, so to speak. She is Motzi Zera from... It's not her Zera, but she's Motzi Zera from within. So she has a state of Toma. So for 3 days before Matan Torah, men and women separated from each other so that we would all be in a state of Tahara. We went to the Mikvah before so that we would be able to receive the Torah B'Kedusha of Tahara. This juxtaposition of the Pesukim V'Hodatim L'Vanecha L'Vnei V'Necha to the Pasuk of Yom Asher Amarta L'Fnei Hashem Elokecha B'Choriv teaches us that we should not learn Torah in a state of carry. Just like originally we received the Torah not in a state of carry, so too we should continue to learn the Torah not in a state of carry.
But to fill in Kriya Shema and all that is fine, because it's not considered.
So let's continue a little bit. This is what is this inyan, not to daven or to learn, that we're learning about here, which comes from this source, to approach Hashem in a state of tumah, is what's referred to as tvilas ezra. It's not a real din d'oraisa based on this pasuk, but it's a smachta on this pasuk that Ezra came along and he said a person shouldn't approach Hashem in tefillah or in Torah being in a state of keri, because a person has to be in a state of ema, reses, zeya, and not to become Tameh through Keri. On the other hand, we have a Braisa on that very same Gemara in source 12, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Haya Omer Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira used to say, Torah cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Torah cannot be Mekabel Tumah. And there was a mice of the Talmud Echad Shahim Megam game. Lamalam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Amar le bni pasach picha vayar'iru dvarecha. She'ein divrei Torah mekablin tuma. He was Megam game b'lashono. He was speaking very. He didn't feel comfortable speaking words of Torah, it was clear. And Rabbi Yehuda understood this person was a Balkari. And he said to him, open your mouth to speak clearly, let the words illuminate your mouth. Because words of Torah cannot be mekabel tumah. So don't hesitate from speaking words of Torah. Shenemar, halo kod v'rai ka'eshin ul mashem. As the Pasuk says, my words are like fire. Ma'eshin mekabel tumah, after v'ritorin mekabel tumah. And therefore, we have one braisa which seems to indicate that Bali Keri should not learn Torah, should not recite Kriyat Shema, should not daven. We have another which says that words of Torah are not mekabel tumah.
What does this mean? Ma'ishin mekabel tumah after returning mekabel tumah.
Don't they say Torah is a mikvah itself?
Just like Aish, just like fire. Is not mekabel tumah. Fire cannot be mekabel tumah. Fire, if there's fire in a house, or fire gets touched by sherets. Fire can't be mekabel tuma.
But water could.
So when Hashem says, water for sure could be mekabel tuma.
Towards so, water.
So when the pasuk says, kod v'rai ke'eshnu Hashem, my words are like fire. In what way are the words of Torah like fire? The words are like words of Torah are like water, also like Binyamin is saying. Words of Torah are like honey. Words of Torah are like lots of things. So each of these aspects that the Torah is compared to, it's compared to in different ways. In other words, the Torah's ability to be compared to fire has a specific inyan that it's compared to fire with. Compared to honey, a different inyan. So the comparison to fire is that it's not makabel tumah. And in verse 14, again, that same daf in Brachos, we have a statement from Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said, Shamati shemei kilin ba, v'shamati shemach mirin ba. The kol ha-machmir ba al-atzma ma'arich ma yoma v'shnosa. I heard that there are people who are mekel about this, Tfilas Ezra, and I heard there are people who are machmir with Tfilas Ezra. And whoever's machmir, it should be good for him. I bless him that he should have a long life. What's the story with Tfilas Ezra? So the story with Tfilas Ezra is that originally the Gemara says, what was the reason they instituted this Tfilah of Ezra? Because Ezra wanted to make sure that Talmid HaChachamim wouldn't be overly engaged in intimacy with their wives, and it would cause them to be Mevatel Torah during the Zman when they would be mutter to each other, the husband and the wife. So then there was concern during Ezra's day that people would take advantage of that and be menuvalim b'rishas haTorah, and to every single day, maybe multiple times a day, be engaged in intimacy, which me'ikra din is not usur if you're not in a state of nida. But Ezra was worried that if people were constantly doing that, so then they wouldn't ever be in the base medrash learning. So therefore, he made a gezeirah: you're not allowed to learn Torah. You're not allowed to learn Torah unless you go to the mikvah after becoming a balkari. And this would make people think twice before being intimate together. Because what they would have to do is, after they would be intimate, they'd have to go to the mikvah and then go again. They wouldn't be able to daven, they wouldn't be able to learn, wouldn't be able to live normal. So this would limit them to having a more regimented schedule. And what Ezra saw is that after a while, he saw that what happened was that his plan backfired. Because since people had to go to the mikvah before they learned Torah, it ended up causing people, you know, you couldn't go to the mikvah right away and take care of this. And it would end up being time when people wouldn't be able to learn Torah, wouldn't be able to daven, wouldn't be able to do these things because they didn't yet go to the mikvah. And it wasn't causing more Torah to be learned, it was causing less Torah to be learned because people couldn't learn when they were tummy. So therefore, they saw that it was a gezerah that the tzibur was ein yochel lamud bo, and every gezerah derabanan that Chazal place upon us always has a trial period, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. There's a trial period, and if we see that the tzibur is ein yochel lamud bo, they can't stand the gezerah, so then it gets rescinded, it gets repealed. Like for example, the Mishnayos and Maseches Avodah Zarah talk about they used to, just like you know, there's something called yayin nesach. So there was also something called Shemen Nesach, or Shemen Akum. Just like there's Yayin Akum, there was Shemen Akum. But they repealed it, because they saw, Rav Yehuda and his Bezdin saw that the Jews couldn't handle it. So they repealed it. Yeah.
I'm curious, why did that problem all of a sudden problems?
That's a good question. So we see that, there were several problems with chastity during the days of Ezra. We know that during the days of Ezra, if we read Tanakh, you know, in the days of Ezra, there was a terrible intermarriage that Ezra fought hard and succeeded at squashing. Are you asking the Pshnimius why that was?
It kind of was for the Muhammad. It wasn't for the Amir.
Right.
It wasn't like for the people who were
right. So if you're asking the Pshnimius why it was such a difficult thing, so I have. But the Chitzonius why it was such a thing? I don't know. That's what it was. Every takana is in response to a reality.
No, I was curious about what
the pnimius, why that happened. So it probably has to do with the fact that during the days of Ezra, they davened for the bittul of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. And that was when the major transfer from more spiritually refined yet equally devious forms of violating the covenant with God were cast aside, and Avodah Zarah became null and void, and we became more in tune maybe with, you know, physical taiva. The Rav Dessler has an essay where he talks about, it's in the first chelek, where he talks about the sins of the early generations. I think it's called Chatam Shal Rishonim, or Chatam Shal Doros Rishonim, or something like that. And Rav Dessler talks about how the earlier generations, their sins that they did were besichlius. They made miscalculations. When Am Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, when they sinned by the Meraglim, when Achan stole, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, these were all calculated averos. When Korach rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, when the whole thing with Kozbi and Zimri, these were all calculated, purposeful averos that they were trying to be doing something specific. They're trying to bring about the Milas Mashiach in the case of Korach, or in the case of Kozbi and Zimri, or they were trying to, in the case of the Mekoshesh Eitzin, they were trying to teach that someone who violates Shabbos is going to be put to death. And these were calculated sichlis dika averos, Rav Dessler says. Our averos are taiva driven. And therefore we have to know that we have to fight it in a different way. We don't fight the, you know. So part of that has to do with the fact that we used to be more driven towards spiritual types of taiva, like Avodah Zarah. Like the Svarim HaKadoshim explained that Avodah Zarah is a draw towards a spiritual, you want a spiritual high, but you want to get it in a false shadow of the true spiritual high of being mizdabek to Hashem, Yisbarach. So instead you get it by being mizdabek to a lower spiritual force. It's a quick high, it's easier, but it's ultimately empty. So once that went away, so maybe that's part of the reason why people became more trapped by the not sure.
Is this a better door compared to other generations, like, or no, or worse?
Cook said that we are all kulo chayev and kulo zakai at the same time. We're a door nifla. We are remarkably transcendent, and we are very, very low.
Doesn't Gemara say the Mashiach will come in a door that's kulo chayev and kulo zakai?
Right, so the classical understanding of that Gemara of kulo chayev and kulo zakai is that it's one or the other. Cook with Mechadish that maybe it means when we're both, when we're this door davar vihipucho, or a generation which is something and it's opposite. That's why we're called the Ikvus of the Meshicha. We're very confused. We're a mixture of a lot of different things. Right? The ankle, Ikvusa, Ekev, is on the one hand the most hardened part of the body. It can tolerate pain the most. It could walk on fire. It's dead skin by the heel. More than any other part, it's the. If you ever saw that, I forget what it's called. Homo trunculus, maybe. It's something you learn in psychology. It's a map. That's the scale of the human being in terms of sensitivity. It's a map of the human being. It looks like this crazy, I think it's called the Homo trunculus. You Google it, you see if it's what it is. It's like this mapped scale of the human being, but it's not the scale in terms of how big the parts of the body are, but it's how sensitive the parts of the body are. So one of the most sensitive parts of the body are the lips and the tongue. There are more neural passageways connected to the brain, you know, from nerve endings and whatever, in the lips and the tongue than in most other places in the body. And it's the scale, so it's this ridiculous looking, like, it's this ridiculous looking, like, sculpture of, like, a humongous head with huge lips and, like, tiny little feet. And, like, it's the scale in terms of sensitivity. So the ankles are the least sensitive part of the body in terms of, you could, right, they do tests, these pin tests, where they ask you, am I putting one pin or two pins? And if you put it on the ankle, you could put them very furthest apart and it'll still feel like one pin because we don't have nerve endings. We don't have ways of communicating. So on the one hand, Ikvus and Mashiach are the most hardened, stone-hearted, incapable of crying, broken generation that can't feel. And at the same time, what else do we know about the heel? It's one of the most ticklish parts of the body. You take a feather to it, and you'll be jumping up and down. And we're the same generation who can't be moved to a single tear, even watching the most horrific images on television and in the news. And yet, we could spend 6 or 7 hours watching fail videos on YouTube and giggling at the silliest, most ridiculous things in the world. We're a confused generation. We're a door that's kula chayiv and kula zakai. We're totally hardened and we're childishly giddy.
That's saying that each person within himself is kula chayiv and kula zakai?
Yeah, we know this about ourselves. You should read it. Rav Kook has a maimer called Hador. If I'm not mistaken, they just put out a new sefer with a commentary of Hador as part of this series of new printings of different svarim of Rav Kook. Wow, you're live on the air.
I think that Menachem Mendel has the boys' pools closed, but Reba really wants him to have swim. No, it's not like that. So he has swim from 1 to 1:30 today.
It's closed, isn't it?
They're like closing down the girls' pool for him for a half hour, so that looks.
Wow. Okay. So we'll make sure that happens.
Okay,
someone has to go get him.
Right. He's with him at 1:30.
Right now.
Okay.
How do you feel about being on Wai Torah
for the first time?
Okay.
Should I take?
What?
Wait, but then when are you going to eat lunch?
We'll save you some lunch and
maybe I'll
Okay, so what were we just talking about? How did we get into that? Oh, Rukul Chayv Kul Zakai. How did we get to that? Because what was going on in the generation of Ezra? And somebody asked us, are we a lower generation or higher generation? Right, that's what we got. Okay, fine. The Seder. So let's just look at one or two more things. The Rambam writes that with the rescinding of the Takana of Ezra, so Kol Tamein Rotzchin Yadehem Bilvad Kitorin Mispalin Apopisha Efshar Lahem Lutbol. Even though they could go to the mikvah, it's not ma'akev the tefillah anymore. You could just wash the tefillah yadayim, and that's enough to be able to daven. Ukvar bi'arnu, and we already explained. She Ezra tikin shelo yikro bal keri bilvad b'divrei Torah ad sheyitbol bezdin she'amod achar kach yitkinu afot tefillah. We explained that Ezra really made this takana only for Torah, and a second bezdin came afterwards and made this takana for tefillah as well. Shelo yispal bal keri bilvad. So that the Talmidei Chacham shouldn't be like they're by their wives like chickens, but there's not really tuma by Torah. There's no such thing. And therefore, they specifically made this din by Balkari, not any other type of tuma. Someone who's tuma tame with tumas, any other type of tuma. Is not allowed to learn Torah, just Balkari, because this was a special takana in order to make sure that it wouldn't lead to Bittul Torah. Lefika chayu omrim bizman takana zu, shafilu zov shera keri v'nida shepote shechvazera, mishamesh shera senida, tzvichin tvil lekros kriyat shema. In order to recite kriyat shema, any person who saw keri, whether it was a man or a woman, meaning if it was keri from her husband, so she needs to go to the mikvah before reciting kriyat shema or davening, v'chein letvil mpnei akeri, av api shehim tmeim. No saying she ain't tefillah zoom mipnei tahara. It's not and nothing to do with tahara. It's mipnei agzira. Shalim mitzuyin etzlan shosem tamid ukvar. And here's the key line: ukvar but lagam takana zu. This takana, in terms of tefillah, in terms of Torah, this was all batal lefi shelo pashta b'chol Yisrael. It did not spread out amongst the Jewish people. There is no longer a chiyuv to go to the mikvah when a person is in a state of keri b'chol Yisrael. V'lo hayakoch v'tzibur lamud ba. The Tzibor didn't find it possible for them to be omid in this takana, and it was leading to Bittul Torah. The Rabbeinu Yonah in his Chiddush in Maseches Brachos quotes that the Rosh Yeshiva of Bavel took the Rambam to task. They were incensed that the Rambam would say, would suggest that this takana of Ezra and the leader Beis Din was no longer binding. And in the italicized source 16, in the italicized part in the Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah records as follows. The students of Rabbeinu write the following. He quotes the Rif and others that a person shouldn't daven until they wash themselves in a mikvah. The Einu Nira Lemori Harav, V'im'ein L'mayim, or Afilu Im Yesh L'mayim, V'einu Tova. If he has water, but it's no good, or he doesn't have water. Oh, Einu Rochetz, Afilu Hachi, or he just doesn't want to wash. He doesn't wash. Afilu Hachi Einu Mafs Tefila, he shouldn't miss out on any Tefila. If Neza Devad Ayaf Api, Sha'atfila Yosir Mekubelis Matfila. Even though it's certainly true that Tefila is more acceptable after a person goes to Tevila, Tefila is more acceptable after a person dunks in the mikvah. That's certainly true. Ledivrei Hakol, everyone agrees to that. Ein lo lahafsid mipnei tefila. So a person shouldn't lose out. You have battling values over here. You have a value that there's a mitzvah to daven. You have a value that you should daven after you go to the mikvah. If you can, go to the mikvah before. If you can't, or you don't want to, or something else is holding you back, so then it's not ma'akiv the tefila. You shouldn't pass up the tefila. V'kachkas v'arambam. And listen to this. U'b'chol rosh yeshiva shebe'bavel tamu alav. Everybody was all upset at him. They all wondered, Lama hayu mekel kol kach b'inyan tefilas balkeri? How could it be? And the Rambam answered them, and he said, V'hu zal, this is awesome. The Rambam answered, Hey Shivlehem, he wrote back to them, and he said, Shem yomav lo batal osa afilu sha'achas. The Rambam was never mevatel this gezeira, even for an hour. He was constantly going to the mikvah whenever the Rambam was in a state of keri. He never learned Torah. He was always makbid on this inyan. Afilu sha'achas, he didn't stay in a state of keri. Not even for an hour. Ela shelo ayachu lichtov b'chiburo, but he couldn't write that in his sefer. Ki imayotze min adin, api halacha. Because the Rambam felt that it wasn't the din. The din was that the gezeira of Ezra was rescinded. It was removed, and therefore a person can learn Torah, can daven even without going to the mikvah. However, the Rambam said personally, his anhaga was that he went to the mikvah the b'chol shah. And therefore you find the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, Minog Pashut B'Shinar U'B'Svarad She'ein Balkeri Mispal Ad Shirochatz. He quotes the Minog in Bavel. In Shinar, which is modern day Iran or Iraq, and in Svard in Spain, Balkeri doesn't daven until he washes himself. Kol v'sora b'mayim yishom hikun likros elokecha Yisrael. V'medvar mamurim, v'bari o b'chole, shabal. Aval chole shara keri la'onso, but a person who saw keri because he's inflicted with a state of ones, pater min arachitza ve'in b'zeh minag v'chein zav shera keri v'nida shpolta shechazera in b'hem minag ela makniachin atzman v'rochitzin yedeyem v'sval. You should just wipe yourself off with a wet cloth and wash your hands and daven. Shulchan Aruch writes explicitly like the Rambam, Kol Tameim Korim Batorah V'Korim Kriyat Shema Mispalim Chutz MiBalkeri V'Shahotzi Ezra MiKol Tameim V'Asru Bein B'Divrei Torah Bein B'Kriyat Shema B'Tfila. Ezra's Beis Din made such a takana, Kriyat Shema Tfila Torah Ad Sheyitpol Kedei Shelo Ayu Tamen Chacham Mitzuyin Eitzel Nishoseim K'Tarnegolim V'Achar Kach Bitlu. And afterwards they're Mevatalit. So they're Mevatalit Takana. V'amidu adavar al adin sha'af balkeri mutar b'divrei Torah v'kriyat shema v'tefila v'lo tefila v'rechitza d'tisha kavin v'chein pashut ha-minog. This is the minog b'pashtus that we're not makbid on Tefilas Ezra. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, to close off the discussion for today, this is the halachic discussion. Tomorrow we'll do the machshava discussion. In source number 19, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis Simen Peches, V'achar kach bitlu mikol makom mishe yirtza linoeg with bull tovah lav bracha. a person who wants to act in this way, tavol of bracha, he'll be blessed. A blessing should come on him. V'davki im ayideze lo yaver zman kriyat shema v'tefillah. But again, this is only to remind us, only if it's not going to cause him to miss the zman v'tefillah and kriyat shema. Efshar da afilu im ayideze yisbatel mitfilah v'tzivor. And even if he's going to miss the tefillah of tzibur, but he's going to be able to daven by himself, that's also not proper, as we saw in the tefillah packets in the beginning of the summer. Cool. That a person shouldn't allow the tefillah to become the ikr. Yes, it's good to daven in the state of tahara. Yes, it's good to daven after you had your coffee and you wound your garter tightly, you know, just the way you like it, and you did it 3 or 4 different times, and you said all of Sefer Tehillim before you opened up Sukkot Zimra. And but if it's going to mean missing Zman, Kriya Shema and Tefillah, so then you have to remember what's the Ikr and what's the Tafel. We saw the B'nai Saskar explain that's the Pshat in the mitzvah of don't break the bones. Don't break the Etzem. Don't take the secondary stuff and break the Etzem. Break the Etzem Chiyuv of Tefillah or whatever Hanhagas mitzvah you're doing. Don't allow the secondary Tafel, Dika Voda, to break the bones, to break the etzem of the etzem of Buddha. So Hashem should bless us. We should be zochet the tefillah b'toch tahara, and we should be zochet that we should be able to get ourselves to the level of the Rambam, who was tovel, and he wasn't mevatel on the tefillah Ezra afilu kol shah tovel leinu bracha. Abdias kol tzedek.
Amen.